In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Subject heading. Rest. Religious aspects Christianity. The World Catalog lists 274 books in English since 1650 with that subject heading. 71 of those have been published since the year 2000. A sampling of titles. The Peculiar Life of Sundays. The Sabbath World, Glimpses of a Different Order of Time. Sabbath Keeping, Finding Freedom in the Rhythms of Rest. Living the Sabbath, Discovering the Rhythms of Rest and Delight. The Rest of God, Restoring Your Soul by Restoring the Sabbath. Rest, Living in Sabbath Simplicity. Sunday, Sabbath, and the Weekend, Managing Time in a Global Culture. Encountering the Rest of God, How Jesus Came to Personify the Sabbath. Come to the Quiet. Even God rested. Interludes, A Busy Woman's Invitation to Personal and Spiritual Rest. Holy Day Holiday, the American Sunday. The Rest of God, Restoring Your Soul by Restoring Sabbath. When Women Long for Rest. Secrets from the Treadmill, Discover God's Rest in the Busyness of Life. Sabbath Presence, Appreciating the Gifts of Each Day. Choosing Rest, Cultivating a Sunday Heart in a Monday World. Made for Paradise, God's Original Plan for Healthy Eating, Physical Activity, and yes, Rest. Rest, Experiencing God's Peace in a Restless World. Working from a Place of Rest, Jesus and the Key to Sustaining Ministry, my deep men colleagues. Keeping the Sabbath today? For God's sake, rest! Discovering the pleasure of His rest. Burned out? Trusting God with your to-do list. Sabbath keeping, a faithful response to our prevailing culture. Subversive Sabbath, claiming and practicing God's gift of rest and renewal as a witness to a world out of rhythm. The Sabbath, a neglected blessing. If publishing trends are a commentary on culture, and I believe that they are, we have a society longing for rest, Sabbath rest. And I think maybe this morning I have a congregation. As the graduate and deaconess intensives come to an end, and as the rest of us head into the final 3 weeks of an ever-long winter quarter, yes, a congregation longing for a rest, a Sabbath rest. A reading from Matthew 12 places us in the second of two Sabbath controversies. Controversies that turn out to be much more about Jesus than about the Sabbath. About Jesus, the Lord of the Sabbath. And about the primacy and authority of Jesus in the plan of God to give rest to His people and to restore them to wholeness. Judaism in Jesus' day had moved toward the air of making the Sabbath too much a matter of human observance, what people are obliged to do rather than what God does for His people. Probably most Jewish groups did not do this with the blatant supposition that they could thereby earn God's favor and gain a place among His people. More likely, The Pharisees thought that their Sabbath traditions must be observed in order to remain safely and securely within the covenant people. In any case, when how you carry out the Sabbath, and specifically how you do not work on the Sabbath, occupies front and center in your mind and heart, then the primary question of why God gave the gift of the Sabbath has begun to recede. The Sabbath was not primarily about what Israel was to do or not to do. It was about what God and only God could do for Israel. God rested on the Sabbath day because he had completed his labors. But the people of Israel, like us, could never complete their labors, and so they needed the Sabbath in order to receive from God the renewal and restoration that only God can provide. Jesus had come to provide that renewal and restoration according to God's gracious promise. With his coming, one cannot rightly understand or observe the Sabbath without realizing that it centers in him and his forgiveness and truth. As the Lord of the Sabbath, Jesus has authority to reveal the Sabbath's intended purposes and to fulfill those purposes. God's purposes for Sabbath rest are found in Jesus, who has already reached the goal of his ministry by his death and resurrection. This explains Luther's emphasis upon the Word of God in his explanations to the Sabbath commandment in both of his catechisms. For Luther, the Word of God is the message that is centered in the gospel of Jesus Christ, his saving work and his saving ways. When Christians gather together, the primary work of serving is done by God, not by the worshipers. The divine worship service centers in God graciously serving forgiveness and salvation to his people in the gospel of Jesus Christ through his word, whether that word be heard, read, preached, or sung, and through his sacraments of baptism and supper. The response of the congregation and the individual believer in praise and holy living by the gospel is absolutely crucial to our life and calling, but our response is not what grants us rest. Only Jesus does. Only the Sabbath's Lord. Only the saving presence of the one who is greater than the temple. Through the deeds and promises of Jesus, conveyed through the pastors who embody and speak his gospel to us, therein lies rest. Pastors, then, face a challenge. In our North American context, the challenge is presented by the 60-minute rule, or in the case of this pulpit, 5 minutes. The assumption that the normal time of resting in Jesus is while we're in church, even for exceptionally pious persons, approximately 1 hour every week. The rest of the week, indeed, the rest of the day of rest, usually Sunday, is quickly given over to busyness and entertainment, which I would illustrate with another book title, God in the Stadium, Sports and Religion in America, and accomplishing a few more items on the to-do list, or as Sunday often gives it, the honey-do list. Perhaps the reason why Christians so often seem to lack motive or desire to do good, to reach outside of themselves for the benefit of their neighbor, lies in the fact that as Christians, we have not actually rested in Jesus very well or very long. The Pharisees in Matthew 12 were focused too much on secondary, peripheral matters. So at times are we. First things must come first. First and primary is Jesus, who gives the rest that we need. Those out there who are called and those who will be called to shepherd and lead God's people should be the first to acknowledge and seek out this rest in Jesus for themselves, especially since our vocation gives us license to work during that 60 minutes or those multiple 60 minutes that mark a weekend of worship. The verse with which our narrative ends records that Jesus' opponents now have begun a plan to destroy him. Matthew writes that because Jesus is aware of the plotting, he withdraws from there. This withdrawal is deliberate and purposeful and manifests Jesus' identity as the servant of the Lord. Hearing this, as we do this morning, as Epiphany dims and the Lenten journey draws nigh, I encourage each of you to give up some of this world's worries for Lent and add some real rest. Rest in Jesus, in His name.